Sanhedrin Peg Zion, Mishnah Dalit, Ein Lohin and his skull. Now the Mishnah is Mefar. Who exactly are the unlucky members of each one of the Mimsei Bezdin? Skill, like we said, is an Einish Chomer, and it's for Arayis, which are not, which are an aberration of basic decency. Habo'alo Aim, somebody who's boiled his mother. Val Eshe So'av, the wife of the father, which is akin to a mother. Val Akala, daughter-in-law. Incestual relationship between a parent and a child is out of just taiva. It's an aberration. Al Azocha, Mishkav Zocha, the Torah treats also as a dover chomer and a tayeva. Val Abehema. Va'isha Mevias Abehema, the same idea, a woman who brings a behema on her. V'amegadif, Megadif is Rachman al-Tzon, the Mekal Hashem Hashem. V'ayivir avaydizoru, who is basically Makrish HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. V'anoisi mizari l'moylech, this is the superstitious moylech practice where they used to give over children. Torah describes in Pashas Zachar, and that's also a form of avaydizoru. Bal oivi yedoni was also taking, connecting with Kishuv and hearing voices that talk from beyond, and this was also a form of Kishuv, which is B'dayim Tavay Dzar. Kid, the word Kishuv is Makhisha Pamalya Shomaylo. Vamechalulas HaShabbos, Chilul Shabbos is also a Hakosho of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. Vamechalulav V'imoy, we might also consider that the same thing. Ove V'imoy is a person's link to where he comes from. A person who could be Mechalulav V'imoy is cursing the source. It's the same thing basically as Mekal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'albo al Naira Meirosa, this is something else. This is one erva, but the Torah, for unknown reasons, upgraded the specific znus with a Naira, meaning, say, between the ages of 12, not a Ktana, a Naira between the ages of 12 before she's a Begeris at the age of 12 and a half, and she has to be a Meirosa, not after Nisuin, and obviously not a pnuyo. Only a Naira Meirosa, the term Pashut Kiseitze, gives this a bazunder chaymer. V'amesis v'amidiach. Mesis is somebody who convinces others to serve Avodah Zarah. Midiach is also the same idea. Mesis is somebody who convinces. Midiach is somebody who takes a whole town off the derech in the same way of serving Avodah Zarah. Mechashev, outright Kishuv, Uben Soirer Umoire, which is also that tricky in the beginning of Pashut Kiseitze, that's musig of where he's doing Averis, which show that he has no future as an upstanding citizen, as an Erlich Yid ahead of him. And Mamela, better to kill him now than to have him wait, even though the Averis he did were not so common over there, also the Inch is skill. Habo al Ho'em, the Mishnah brings one case, and the Mishnah discusses a prat. We said before, Habo al Ho'em is one of the Chayv Iskilo. Chayv Oleo, Mishum Eim, Mishum Eshes, Av. The same way a mother is a mother, it's also the wife of a husband, the wife of a father. She was the wife of a father for sure, even if they're not married anymore. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Eine Chayv El Mishum Ho'em Bovad. What's the machlokes? It's Mashmos Hadosh in the Pasuk in Pashas Arayis says, Ervas Ovicho ve'ervas Imcho loy segale. Imcho hi. So the Torah puts together the parent mother with Eshes Oviv. And the Torah is saying they're one and the same. So the Shals had a dashin. Does that mean that it's one and the same? Or does that mean that there could be two Isurim? Now, it's clear that the Nafkamina isn't on Chayvi Mises Mezid, which we're talking about, because a person can't die twice. So the only nafkamina would be that a bo al ho'em will be chayv two korbonois, two chatois. Each of it will be chayv a separate korban chatos. So the machlekes would only be legabe that. Ha bo al eshes av, chayv ole mishum eshes av, mishum eshes ish. If she's an eshes av, if they're still married, not that they were divorced or one of them died, she, not that she formerly was the Eshes Av. She is Eshes Av, so she's also an Eshes Ish. No different than any Eshes Ish. Bein b'chai oviv, bein la'acha mises oviv. The toyar of Eshes Av is true and it asers both of who is Bechaya Oviv, even if the father was not married anymore. We're talking about a stepmother. So one could hear that the blood, it's not a blood relative. It's just while she's married to the father, she's the wife of the father, similar to like a mother. We call it a stepmother. Nope. It's Ben Bechayov, Ben Lachem, he says Ovi. Ben Minaeris and Ben Minasun. It doesn't matter if the father actually lived with her ever or not. Habo al Kalosoi, a daughter-in-law. Chayav ala Mishum Kalosoi, Mishum Eses Hish. Again, if the daughter-in-law is still married to the son. And again, the relationship does not make a difference whether they're still married, whether they're no longer married. Ben Bechayi Benoi, Ben Lachem, he says Benoi. Ben Minaeris and Ben Minasun. It doesn't matter if the son had ever lived with his wife before, if she was konui to him, that makes the relationship, and then there's the issa skila. Habal azochav ala behema v'yusha mevias habehema, those three. Im odom choto, the Mishnah asks one kasha, behema mechato, chotos. The Mishnah doesn't speak it out, but the din over here in the Torah is that the behema is chayiv skila as well. What did the behema do? Behemas Bechira. Elefisha Bos La Odom Takola Al Yodo Lefika Chomra Kosov Tisokil. Interesting drasha that the behema is a nisfach to a person's downfall, then the behema has to get skila as well. And the behema is also gepaskin with a bezin, with a protocol of regular misois, even though stoning a behema, big deal. But it's done that way. Ceremonially, it's done that way. A different drasha is that it's the covet of the person, even a person in Nachman's son, who was killed in the most severe way, b'chiv skilo, still, where it doesn't have to be, tongues don't have to wag after he dies. Samelo, if the behemoth is still alive, that could create that situation. Samelo, they kill the behemoth also, but not that the behemoth is a chayiv misa, so to speak, because he's a bal takol. Okay, that's the machlokes. Mishnehe, a megadif and a chayav ad shifarish es Hashem. Megadif is somebody who's mekalu rachman son Shem Hashem. What does it mean? That he has to be mefarish. He has to speak out the Shem with the klolo. Not that somebody else said the Shem Hashem and he said a lashon of klolo, but he has to be mefarish the Shem himself. Mar learns that out. He says benokvoy Hashem. That's the pasuk by the megadif. In the end of Parshas Emor. Om Rabbi Shua ben Karcho b'chol yom don nesaydim b'kinui. When the Edim came in to say the original Edus, we don't want, here's a basic and Poshut idea, we don't want the Edim saying over the story what they heard. For the Edim to say over Lashon of Chiru v'Gidu v'Rachman al-Zlan. So they have to say the Edus in a way where it's obvious to the Bezdin what they're talking about. And the Bezdin could be Mefarek, and they could be shoyel, umeshim, and they could go back and forth with all the details where we've learned, with all the bdikas and the chakiris, etc. And then, without ever having really said over the edus is not niskaba by the bezin. The bezin has to hear from the edim kemoy shehu. We'll see at the end, in order to paskin, after all the work, the investigative work, and the drish of chakir and so on is done, then the edim will say their real edus. But the whole day, B'chol Yoim, Donan and Sa'edim, the Edim were interrogated, and the Sanhedrin were Shoyl Choyke V'Dayrish, B'Kinui. They used a code name. What was the code name? Yake Yoisi Es Yoisi. The way it was said is Kivyochu, is the Shem Hashem. The code name is Yoisi, and it's the way the Loshen is said is what the Mecharev said is that Yaakov should be a Loshon of Klolo Hako of Yoisi, that Shem Hashem, the Heilige name, Es Yoisi, Kilu Hashem should, Achman Tzlan. I don't want to finish off the sentence. Now, why was Yoisi used as a code name? You look at some of the Mepharshim, it's because it has four letters, like the Shem Havaya. Others bring an interesting idea, that the name Yoisi is Begematria 86. Yud Vov Samach Yud is 86. It's Begamatria Shem Elikim. So that's why this name was used. Probably a combination of both. Four letters, Shem Havaya, and the Gematria of the Shem Elikim. Nigmar Hadin, Lohergim Bikinu. You can't carry out the psak from just hearing over with a kinui. Ella, what happened? For a packed courtroom of Tamid Chachamim doing Shimush to hear Rachman Slan, the Shem HaKadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being said over B'loshen Chir V'Gidov, that's out of the question. Maitzin Kol Adam L'chutz V'Shelem V'Sagadlo Shubahem, the Godl of the Sanhedrin asks, V'Imrim Lo, they tell him, Emor Mash Shomata B'Ferish, say it out, because we have to hear it in order to be able to dan him. V'Hu Oimer, he says what he heard. V'Adayonim Oim Demar Raglem, they just heard Chir V'Gidov V'Koyim V'Loy Ma'achin. They ripped their clothing, on a shmur raw, and that beged can't be put back, like an avelus chamura on one's parent. Vasheni oimer afani kamoyu. The second one doesn't have to say it, and he can't say it. He says afani kamoyu, and that's enough. Here we're very, very compromising on what we say over the edus, but it's enough b'di'evit to be called an edus, but it has to be done. Vashlishi oimer, if there was a third aid, he also says afani kamoyu. It's worth noting that Yerushalmi has a slightly different way of taking this Mishnah than the way we just explained it, which is the Hezbollah of the Bavli. Yerushalmi says they didn't have to say over, the first eight didn't say over the whole sentence of Yakeh and substitute for Yosi the real shame that was said, They just asked him, you said Yakeh, Yosi, we heard the Eidus, now tell us, what was the Yosi that was said? They have to only hear that word. And still the din of Kriya, of Rice and Kriya, is because now it's Nizbarer that name, which they just heard now, the Heilige name, was Lamaisa disgraced, was Niskal. So they have to rise Kriya. The Edim themselves don't have to rise Kriya, the Gemara explains, because they were supposed to have rise Kriya when they heard the Chiru V'Gidu in the first place. So they don't have to rise now.